Phoenix, Arizona. Great to be back for the second time in as many years. The Octagon girls are here. Brittany Palmer, Vanessa Hansen, Chrissy Blair, greatest matchmaker in the world, Sean Shelby, is with us as well. Let's get things started. The ESPN Plus prelims. First up, in the women's strawweight division, Alexandra Stitch Albu versus Emily Spitfire Whitmire.
I'm Emily Spitfire Whitmire. I have a 3-2 record. I'm fighting out of Extreme Couture in Las Vegas, Nevada. This one's for all my teammates back home. Thanks, guys.
That's right. She's fighting out of Las Vegas, but originally from Oregon. She's 3-2 in an MMA career, 1-1 inside the UFC. And actually still works as a full-time waitress. Sorry, part-time waitress. Doesn't need to, but she just loves it so much. Let's hope she serves up a fight of the night.
Okay.
And she is taking on Alexandra Albu, who's been out of the octagon since July 29th of 2017. That's about 19 months. And before that fight, that was the fight with Kylan Curran that did so well. Before that one, she was out of the octagon for over 2 years. So she's only had one fight in about 4 years. We'll see how she comes out for this one. Certainly looking the part of an ultimate fighter right there.
I was going to say, she might have been away from the octagon for a while, but she looks like she's definitely still doing the sit-up routine. Because those abs, my word.
She does CrossFit and she's a personal trainer as well. And if you look at her Instagram, that's what we call Fitspo.
All right, next up in the bantamweight division, Henin the Baron Barao versus Cool Hand Luke Sanders.
Cool Hand Luke Sanders is bouncing back from a loss, and he said that he needs to get this fight to keep his job. He needs to win this one. He needs to keep his job, rather, I meant to say. And his back's against the wall, but he said this is the position that he likes to be in.
135 and a hook, the official weight for Luke Sanders. And his opponent is the former UFC bantamweight champion. Please welcome
Henin Barao. Here's a guy. He was touted as the future of the division at one point. He had a record of 32-1. Since then, he's struggled a little bit lately, and he struggled on the scale this morning. Unfortunately, Henin missed weight by 2 pounds, pardon me. So 20% of his purse is going to go to his opponent. So that sucks. That gives your opponent a mental edge already, you know?
Absolutely.
So we do know fighters who come in heavy often win.
Yeah. And Henin, as I say, I mean, he was just incredible back in the day.
All right, back now to the strawweight division. Jessica Penne versus Joni Esquivel.
Well, I'm talking about Joni Esquivel, but Sugar, I feel like I should ask you. You say she is an OG. This woman has been in the game for a long time. You first started training with her at Jackson Wink, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Years ago, she was formerly a boxer before getting into MMA, but she's an OG.
She really is. You know, she was back in the day with Holly Holmes and trained alongside of us before there was even a weight class for her to fight. And she was just always in the gym trying to pursue the dream of being a fighter.
And, a half, the official
and now
weight
here
for
she is
Jody
stepping
Esquivel
in front of the fans here.
And her opponent making her fifth UFC appearance tomorrow night. Please welcome Jessica Penne.
Well, here comes Jessica Penne from San Diego. She trains at Alliance MMA. She also had some struggles with the scale today. She missed weight by 2 pounds, weighed in at 118 pounds, so 20% of her purse will go to her opponent.
Jessica Penne, 2 pounds.
Jessica's also been out of the octagon for quite a while, but she's a 13-year MMA veteran. These two pioneers for women's MMA.
Absolutely. And you see Keith Jardine back in the corner, my old teammate, supporting his girlfriend, Jody Esquivel.
The Dean of Mean.
All right, now we get to the ESPN prelims. These next four fights can be seen live on ESPN. First up in the lightweight division, Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman versus Nick the Carney Lentz. First fighter to the scale, making his 22nd UFC appearance, Nick Lentz.
Okay, so Nick Lentz, I mean, he's been around for a long, long time, a wealth of experience, professional record of 29-9. And coming into this fight, talking a little smack, saying the first thing he had to do when he heard he was fighting Holtzman was to Google him, because he had no idea who he was. I don't know if he's being honest, but then he says, but I guarantee my opponent knew who I were, because I'm a big deal, Karen.
Well, if he didn't know who he was, then he better do his research, because this guy right here is on a 3-fight win streak, and he's not playing around. He said that he changed his game around and started to be more concerned about his body with the recovery, rest and recovery. And now he's doing a lot less, but getting a lot more and feeling a tons better. He's away from home right now, which gives him that extra edge coming into training camp. Look forward tomorrow to come out there and fight hard because he's doing this for his family. And look at how ripped he is, man. He's in phenomenal shape right now. Nick Lentz is a stablemate of mine, so this is going to be a good one to see.
All right, moving on now to the women's flyweight division. Ashley Rebel Girl Evans-Smith versus Andrea KGB Lee.
Well, hailing from Texas, she's got her cowboy hat on. There's Andrea KGB Lee. She is a 9-2 flyweight. She actually discovered the sport because she was a waitress at a sports bar, and the fights would constantly be on when she was working. She said she fell in love, she found a gym, got herself a trainer, and now she's made her dream a reality.
And her opponent currently ranked number 12 in the world at flyweight, Ashley Evans-Smith.
So I spoke with Ashley's wrestling coach, Kenny Johnson. Now, she's been working at Black House for the first time, and I asked him what he thought about her. He said, listen, she had extra time since she had to pull out from her last fight to really work on a lot of things. He said she's extremely coachable. She puts everything into her training. He said this is the exact kind of athlete that a coach would hope to have.
126, the official weight this morning.
That's a great thing, because when you have an athlete Evans like that who's willing to learn, sky's the limit on how fast they can develop and grow.
I've worked with Ashley on UFC Now as well. She's just a cool chick.
Yeah, she really is.
Really cool chick.
All right, our next prelim is in the UFC bantamweight division. Benito Golden Boy Lopez versus Manny Bermudez.
Yeah, Manny Bermudez, the third person to actually miss weight, unfortunately, by a whopping 4 pounds. So once again, 20% will go to his opponent. But all of that aside, this guy is a real prospect. 13-0, absolute finisher, loves the triangle. In his UFC debut, took out the very, very good Davy Grant in fantastic style. Keep an eye on this kid. Weight missing or not, he's excited.
I'm Benito Golden Boy Lopez. I'm fighting at a Team Alpha Male in Sacramento, California. I have a perfect 9-0 record, and I'm going for number 10 tonight.
Yeah, Benito's been out for a year. He had a couple injuries following his momentum on fighting on Dana White's show, the Contender Series. And now he's back in action. He looks at Dispatch's tough opponent right now, both undefeated. He says that he gets a knockout in this fight. Look at this, all in the face right here.
And the crowd is loving it here.
Totally disrupt what I was saying.
All right, that brings us to our...
Here he is, the Funk Master.
Master Sterling. I'm 16-3, fighting out of Cerro Longo, Long Island, New York, and I got the best chain in the game.
The best chain in the game. Hopefully he's the best fighter in the game. Never mind the chains. But listen, this guy can fight. He's got excellent wrestling, very, very good striking. Trains with a fantastic team up there with Cerro Longo. Always fun to watch. I mean,
he's
talking about his chain. This guy is very, very charismatic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You
gotta
love this guy.
You gotta love him. Ray Longo.
I know, yeah, totally.
Jimmy Rivera.
Well, this fight was about 5 years in the making. These guys fought on the same local circuit. Jimmy Rivera hails from New Jersey, and he's actually a member of Tiger Schulman's fight team. El Terror is his nickname, and he's been a terror for most of his competition. He's gone 22-2, beating guys like John Dodson, Thomas Almeida, Uriah Faber, and Pedro Munoz. He's worked as a trainer at Tiger Schulman since he was 13 years old. This should be a great
one. It's a great fight. Yeah, I spoke with Jimmy for about a half an hour yesterday. And like you said, they've been really trying to get this fight for years.
All right, with that, we get to the main card for UFC Fight Night Live on ESPN. First up, in the featherweight division, Andre Touchy Feely versus Miles Fury Jury.
Jury is bouncing back from his loss in his last fight. And Jury's been a long time UFC, but he said it was the balance that he found in his life that gave him the key to success. And now that he's looking at through those eyes with the balanced look, he sees that, you know, success for him is just going out there and having a good
Miles
camp. He said
Jury.
If he has good camp, then that work will show up later on in the fight, even if he does not win.
UFC appearance tomorrow night, Andre Feely.
Well, Andre Tucci-Feely, the member of Team Alpha Male, he's been around for a while, always exciting in his fights. Actually branched out from Team Alpha Male recently. He's been training at another gym, working on his striking game, which in my opinion was already very, very good. So I'm expecting to see some new wrinkles tomorrow.
145 and a half for
six
Andre
first round finishes,
Feely.
8 wins by KO.
What a great nickname Andre Feely has.
Gee, how'd you get that, Megan?
I wonder who gave it to him, Megan.
That's like my claim to fame. I gave Andre Feely the nickname.
I love it. I love it.
Can you just stop talking about yourself?
Fantastic. You love it.
All right, next up in the UFC's welterweight division, Vicente, the silent assassin Luque, versus Brian Bam Bam Barbarina.
Barbarina's coming to this fight to underdog, and Barbarina feels that, you know, this is when he comes alive. You know, when he's in it, when his back's against the long wall, this is when he comes alive and he gets the win. And he's going to have to do that against a very tough Luque. And you know what? When your back's against the wall, that's when you got to do it.
170
and
a half.
And you know how good Luque is, don't you?
I sure do. One of my old teammates.
That's right.
And his opponent, the
that is quite the hairstyle as well from Barbarina.
Luque.
His barber did something.
There you go.
There's a joke there somewhere, Mike. Man. Work with me. Work with me.
Next time.
Well, there's his opponent, Vicente Luque. And Rashad, like you said, you know him because he was on the Team Black Zillions for the Ultimate Fighter Season 23. He used to split time between Florida and Brazil to train. This camp he did fully in Brazil. Interesting fact, his mom is a black belt in karate. So you know when he got in trouble at home, he was legitimately scared.
I love it.
All right, next up, we got a good one in the UFC's featherweight division. Alex Bruce Leroy Caceres versus Chrome Gracie. First fighter to the scale, making his UFC debut tomorrow night, Chrome Gracie.
So here is Chrome Gracie making his UFC debut, the son of the legendary Hickson Gracie. For those people watching that don't know about the Gracies, they basically invented the sport of mixed martial arts back in the day. Absolutely legendary jiu-jitsu lineage.
146, the official weight.
Legend in the jiu-jitsu game. Crossed over to MMA. So far, undefeated.
And his opponent tomorrow night makes his
very interesting to see how he does.
And Nate Diaz
Alex
in his corner, walking him out.
Caceres.
He's been training. I ran into Nate in L.A. They've been working together for a while.
Caceres right here, 5,000 fight. And you know what? This is his 20th fight. So big shout out to Caceres. 20 fight, and you wouldn't even think this guy. I just still remember him being that young kid off the Ultimate Fighter show, and now he's got 20 fights in the UFC.
It's great. Wow. I remember covering that event and talking to him and Jonathan Brookins and amazing.
What an incredible honor to be a part of the UFC's 5,000th fight.
And this is a real clash of styles. You got the jiu-jitsu legend taking on Caceres, who dances around the place and is an incredible striker.
That brings us to a featured bout in the strawweight division. Courtney Cast Iron Casey versus Cynthia Calvillo.
I'm Cynthia Calvillo. I have a 7-1 record. I am fighting out of Team Alpha Male in Sacramento, California. And every opponent I've faced, I've taken down.
Yeah, Cynthia Calvillo is just a dynamo on the ground. Once she gets you there, it's kind of a matter of time. There's a lot of submission victories. This is a woman who has had some problems on the scale in the past. She's saying this time taking full advantage of the UFC's Performance Institute, the opportunity to have the nutritionist work for her. She said she's never felt better. Easiest weight cut for her. That spells
and
trouble
her opponent,
for Casey.
Right at the MMA lab right here in Phoenix,
hair
Arizona.
Fabulous.
Hair fabulous.
The moving of the stomach?
Casey.
The nutritionist.
She wants to eat, yeah.
Well, as you can hear, the crowd is loving Courtney Casey, who is fighting out of Arizona. She trains at the MMA lab with just an all-star roster there. She's actually, though, a former D1 soccer player. She played at the University of Texas, El Paso. But now she holds a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And she believes Cynthia is going to come to fight, which is exactly what she wants. She said she hopes she brings that Diaz attitude.
All right, Megan, with that, we
have it. There we go. It looks like she's bringing a Diaz attitude.
I'm telling you, these girls are fierce.
That's
Megan,
what she wanted.
I believe you're going to try to catch up with Cynthia. We will see you in a bit.
Thanks
for joining us
here. All right, with that fine backdrop, we get to the co-main event in the UFC's lightweight division. James the Texecutioner Vic versus the Irish Dragon, Paul Felder.
So So Paul Felder here walking onto the scale. Well, this morning was the first time, but he said this was the easiest weight cut of his career. He was super strict on his diet, brought in a nutritionist, and as I say, super strict, had no sugars, no rice or anything like
155 that. 155 and a hook for Paul Felder.
The nutritionist was George Lockhart, and there he is looking absolutely ripped. Paul Felder, always
and
exciting.
And his opponent, number 10 in
excellent
the world,
knees and elbows in the clinch. Looking forward to this one. Vic steps into the octagon on the heels of his biggest upset. You know, and Vic said he learned tremendously a lot from that last fight. And Vic looked at the chance to fight Paul with a lot of redemption and looked for him to come out there and fight hard. You know, he's like, he was very happy with the fact that the UFC still had faith in him to put him at a co-main event and look for him to go out there and shine tomorrow.
Yeah, these two are respectful guys. I don't think we'll see any shenanigans here, which is unfortunate.
I know! I was hoping for some.
First fighter to the scale, the former two-time UFC heavyweight champion, the Arizona State Sun Devil, Cain Velasquez.
The heavyweight king has returned. Just listen to this crowd. Cain is making his return on ESPN, and absolutely poetic it is. You know, as an athlete who struggled to stay healthy towards the end of my career, my hat goes off to Cain Velasquez, who is making his return after a two-year return. And look at the
and
excitement
his opponent,
that he has.
The number three ranked heavyweight contender.
Yeah, he's just soaking up the moment right now.
And rightly so. Francis Ngannou.
Obviously, Ngannou not popular here, but here's a fun fact. When Ngannou first got exposed to mixed martial arts 8 years ago, he Googled who the best ever heavyweight was. The answer, Cain Velasquez. And now here they are, the main event, which is an incredible coincidence. But
that's
look
great.
At this man. Such an athlete,
200
very, very nice guy,
pounds.
But I'm telling you, inside the octagon, this man is a monster. These guys have been pretty friendly all week, so I'm expecting, you know, no argy-bargy here, no pushing or shoving. There's a lot of respect, but tomorrow night, it's on.
All right, first we will grab a minute with the former two-time UFC heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez, Arizona's finest. Welcome home. This has got to feel pretty good, man.
It feels great. I'm going to feed off all your energy tomorrow. It starts tomorrow on the way to the top.
There he is. All the best tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, Cain Velasquez. And we step over here and talk to this mountain of a man, Francis Ngannou. Congrats on another UFC main event. You seem to like the booze. Your thoughts on what we're going to see here tomorrow night?
Yes. I want to hear the crowd tomorrow night. I mean, it doesn't matter how they hear, but I want to hear them tomorrow night. And they might be surprised, you know. They're going to have fun there.
We wish you all the best. There he is, Francis Ngannou.
So, of course, guys, an interesting
Phoenix,
fact.
Phoenix, Arizona, we love you. Thank you all for coming
away.
We'll see you at the Talking Stick for the fights tomorrow
times,
night.
And Ngannou is ready. So, listen, guys, Sunday, here is a look at our festivities prelims at 5:30 Eastern on ESPN+. Then head over to ESPN at 7 Eastern for more prelims, followed by the main card, which is also on ESPN at 9. After the main event, we will see you right back here on ESPN+. For our post show where we will wrap up the night's festivities.